Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Cancer Survivor Show, brought to you by
the Chemo Girls.
That's not right. Obviously not Lucy with me today. Everybody say hello to my husband, Tracy.
Hello, everybody.
He has decided to step in. Lucy has been here recording with us all day long, but we had one podcast left to go. And so Tracy very graciously has consented to podcast with me. Guys, I've been trying to get him to do this. So,
no, the truth is that they just allowed me to come from behind the curtain.
That's right. He's been the man behind the curtain and doing all of our recording and editing, and he's been absolutely priceless that way. But I think you can hear he has a fantastic voice. So it's nice to have him on the other side of the mic. Today, we are going to expand on the wellness series and discuss the topic of spirituality. What do you think, Tracy, on that topic? When you think spirituality, what comes to mind?
Well, I think it sometimes it can be a pretty sticky subject to get into. I mean, there are so many different religions and different ways people do things. And so I think it can sometimes step on some toes. But I do think that it's very important in most all forms of healing.
I think it is. Spirituality and religion are not necessarily synonymous. As read off of the website for the National Comprehensive Cancer Network, they say that spirituality is the relationship people have with a force or power beyond themselves that helps them feel connected and enrich their lives. Religion is a specific set of beliefs or practices, usually connected to an organized group. Some people find spirituality by practicing their religious beliefs, while others find it outside of an organized religion. Whatever your spirituality is, if you have it, it definitely is important to well-being to people who have cancer, and it can help them cope a little better with the disease. It can offer hope and deeper meaning and a sense of personal growth through something that can be pretty difficult.
Yeah, I know my job as a counselor, we a lot of times focus on the spiritual aspect of things because it is so important. I mean, whenever you're thinking about going through something, going through it by yourself as opposed to going through it with some higher power, it just makes a huge difference knowing that there's something else out there and something else to live for besides just bumping around within the atmosphere of what we have here on Earth.
I agree. And, you know, a lot of the time when people have a strong faith in a higher power or a faith at all in a higher power, and they get something like a cancer diagnosis or someone near them is diagnosed with cancer or other types of illnesses, it certainly can rattle your faith. I mean, sometimes you're left with feelings of fear, abandonment, anger, frustration, or a distance from God, you know, and that can be really hard.
I know a lot of times a lot of people feel like they've been abandoned once they get cancer, and it's something that they really have to work through. Why are they being punished in this way? I mean, have they been forgotten about, or why weren't they taken better care of?
So, yeah. Yeah, it can cause you to re-examine your core values and a belief system that perhaps you were born into. And sometimes people end up changing their belief set during a time like this. But sometimes the gift of a situation like this can be that it does rattle your belief system to the point that you have to make it your own. Yeah. And that can be a very positive outcome. Having strong spirituality or a belief in the divine can help you find meaning in a situation like this. It can give you a sense of faith and hope, strength. It can offer strength and peace or calm. It can give you some personal value. So I think that everyone reacts differently, but the main thing is to remember how important this aspect of your wellness can be at a time like this.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know for us, whenever we went through this, it played a huge part mm-hmm. in the way that we responded to things. And I was just always just so proud of you throughout the whole thing of how you responded and the way that you felt about things. And I remember some specific things that you said, you know, something like that you were just so surprised that God trusted you with something like this and how you felt like he had gifted you with this thing to be able to show others how to walk through it. And it just made me really proud.
You won't make me cry, Puddin. Don't go do that now. Well, I think it's easy when we share the same value system. For us, you know, we were very much able to lean on each other and lean on God at that time. And I really, sometimes I look and I think, oh gosh, it just really added to my quality of life during that time. And, you know, I pray that for other people, you know, that they have something that they really are able to feel is more real than what they're going through and greater than what they're going through. So, and I know that prayer also helps in terms of sometimes there are things that you feel like would be very difficult to say to the people around you who love you because it might scare them or
right.
upset them. but praying to a higher power offers complete transparency, complete freedom, and that's a gift.
Well, it's just a different way of getting things off your chest. I mean, some people recommend journaling, mm-hmm. and there are other forms of meditation and just kind of thinking through things. But in that case, when you're praying, you feel like you have someone else that you're talking to, mm-hmm. someone else that cares, and somebody else is out there, and they're hearing the words that you're saying, and they're right. going to respond to them for you.
Right, and we have done another podcast on journaling. I think that that's just an amazing thing to unleash on your life. But, you know, the funny thing for me is, if you look through my journal, I'm journaling to God. You know, it's kind of twofold. But a journal is an amazing thing in terms of allowing yourself, again, to be an open book and really to be able to work through a lot of your feelings. And it's been a wonderful thing. I know, again, on this website, they had just some great information. The article, I guess it is under Patient and Caregiver Resources, and it's called Finding Comfort in Spirituality. They do say that studies show spirituality can have a direct impact on quality of life by contributing to your physical health. Among the benefits shown in studies are decreased feelings of anxiety and depression and anger, that's big, decreased feelings of loneliness, decreased alcohol and drug abuse, which is a problem during treatment, and lowered blood pressure. Also, better control of pain, nausea, and discomfort. That's a big deal. Spirituality may help patients and families find deeper meaning and experience a sense of personal growth. I can't say that enough. During cancer treatment, while living with cancer and as a cancer survivor. So, you know, we're not preaching at you guys. You walk in with your set of beliefs, and, you know, you're going to walk out with your set of beliefs. Nothing here that we have to say is going to change that. But what we want always is to offer you insight into what research is finding and to give you the wisdom of the journey from others who have walked this path. Some spiritual practices that may help you cope with your cancer.
So, and a lot of times people just feel like they end up alone in this, mm-hmm. and they feel isolated from friends and family, it's amazing that some people stop coming around that you thought would never leave you.
Oh my gosh.
And
yes.
It can just be a very, very lonely time. So, but if you have that spirituality side of things for yourself, I mean, you're never alone. You always have someone with you and someone who's going to be walking there with you and carrying you at times when you need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I oftentimes talk about her, and when I refer to her, I'm talking about the woman today that's reaching out to open a clinic door for the first time. And, you know, I don't care who you are. When you reach out to open that door or who's with you, you feel alone because it's something you have to do on your own. The only one who can go with you is someone you cannot see. You know, someone you carry inside of you. So some different spiritual practices that you might consider are listening to classical or spiritual music, yoga, prayer, reading a passage from religious traditions or from a religious mantra, using the language of your religion like Hebrew, Arabic, Latin, other types of prayers, meditative breathing, reading scripture or other holy works, having others pray for and with you. I think that part's really important, don't you? I remember a couple of times that you just kind of physically covered me in prayer, and that was really important to me. I felt that was very powerful. So I think praying together is really powerful. Praying alone or talking with a spiritual leader about any issues you may be having, because truly, I mean, people walk into this and sometimes get angry with God. I mean, let's just be honest. And
yeah, they get that. Why did this happen to me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm out here doing all these nice, good things for other people, and there's this guy over there, he's always so mean and ugly to everybody else, but why am I the one that ended up with cancer and not him?
Yeah, and that's something you hear over and over. I mean, it's a normal reaction. And
so it's definitely not something that you would wish on somebody else.
Mm-mm.
And I don't even think that that's the issue whenever people say things like that or they think things like that. So I think it's more about just feeling abandoned and feeling let down by God in those situations.
Well, something like this I think you can wonder if it's not a punishment, you know? And I don't think I ever went through that, but I've heard it so much. I can see how you'd get there, you know, wondering what did I do, or feeling defensively, what did I do? You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, again, why me? I'm not a serial killer, you know. I've been good to my family. Why me? And we can answer that question for you, but you can certainly allow yourself to heal spiritually and to give yourself a why in the form of a strong survivorship story and making it better for others.
Right, and you just lead into the whole paying it forward thing that we feel is so important here with the Cancer Survivor Show, because everybody has a story to tell. Everybody has things that they go through, and everybody has hurts in their lives. And if we just allow them to hurt us, that's one thing. But if we can allow them to make a difference for somebody else, that's something totally different.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember writing a blog about this thing. Yeah, the blog that I had written, you guys can find it at www.mychemococktailandme.com under our press tab. Go down to our blog. It's called Paying It Forward with a Full Heart. But I talk about the fact that, I'll just read this part to you. Well, by the end of my treatment, I had been pressed and heated beyond capacity, and parts of me had been chipped away. I buckled under the pressure, and the result has been change that brought clarity, and transparency. Survivorship has its own brand of beauty, wisdom. Strangely, I don't feel mangled or damaged, but forged, strengthened, and polished. This process changed this proud lump of coal into a humble diamond who is paying it forward with a grateful heart. I think that that transition from, you know, this feels like it can crush you. And for me, my spirituality offered the strength that I needed to come out the other side, hopefully a little better.
Right. And a lot of times people have to go through those different phases of the grieving process because, I mean, there is grief and loss. And I think people end up getting in different states of it at different times. And so I think it's just kind of a progression like everything else is.
Yeah, I agree. So do you have any more pearls of wisdom for us, Mr. Tracy?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting to be delivering pearls.
Well, instead of pearls, it is time for the dun, 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 not just surviving, but thriving tidbit of the day. And I thought perhaps you might have one for us.
I do. What comes to mind to me is there was one day I'd been really busy. And Sherry and I believe you were actually gone out of town for some reason. And me and the kids had eaten dinner and kind of played a little while, and it was getting time to go to bed. And I had allowed Miss Jossie to lay down in there with me for a little bit. And, and while we were laying there, she was being real sweet, and then she fell asleep. And I remember as I picked her up to go walk her down the hall, just looking down on that sweet little angelic face and just thinking to myself, you know, I spend so much time getting caught up in all the craziness of life and all the things that are going on, and have I done this, have I done that, making sure everything's right for work, and I so often neglect family and the important things, and I forget to just stop and just really take in the things that are around me, the things that I've been blessed with, and that day was kind of a reminder to me that I've just got to kind of slow down sometimes, and I've got to just drink in the amazing blessings that are around me that I take for granted every day.
I think that's an amazing tidbit, and I'm so pleased that my little girl has the same adoration from her daddy that I felt for mine. That's really important. Sorry, guys, we're getting all family mushy on you. I think we're both welled up here. But this is a wrap on the show. I hope you guys enjoyed the show on spirituality. It was a difficult one for us to do, but we're really pleased that we did. We would love to hear back from you. So if you would like to email me at Sharon@mychemococktailandme.com, I would love to hear your input. Let us know what's on your mind. Any topic that you would like us to build a show around, and we'll be happy to do that.
So, and also feel free to leave comments on iTunes or on Podomatic, even on our Facebook accounts, because we get all those too, and it helps out with the show.
Yeah, we really pay attention, and so we'll know. Help us build a better show, okay? So I guess that's it for now. This is Sharon and
Tracy.
And we're not just surviving, but thriving with you. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Back behind the curtain, I guess.